This is Master Daniel Pacina from Mortal Kombat. You know me as Johnny Cage, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Reptile, Smoke, Mute Sidebot, and you're listening to the Game Fix Show. So get over here and get caged.
Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario. Woohoo!
I'm here to kick ass and listen to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to Game Fix.
It's Game Fix Podcast.
I like to tune into the Game Fix Show.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Go crazy!
Hello, welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream or our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you are not, facebook.com/gamefixshow, Sunday nights.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There's a couple of places that you guys can find us and, like, you know, where we are, what we do, what we're made of, if you will, on our website, gamefixshow.com. You could follow us on any of our social medias. We would appreciate every one of them. And then also our Patreon right underneath. Verlaine, tell them what they can actually get if they become a Patreon, and which is a supporter of the Game Fix Podcast.
Yeah, you're going to get some good stuff there, David. So head on over to gamefixshow.com. Look at the little moving Patreon GIF. Click it. You'll go to our Patreon page where you will be able to financially support the podcast. Yeah. Any increment is I don't think you could do a penny. Literally, I think they might have a limit. But anything is appreciated and given back. Everything that you see here tonight, see here every week, the podcast download, all that's always going to be free. Seeing us live, that's going to be free. But this is a way to kind of get more into the actual podcast. When you start getting into our tiers, you start getting free stuff. You start getting stuff when you, like, discounts at our live appearances. And then you can start getting access to audio that we do that we don't release, like the audio when we have celebrities on and we banter with them and get them set up for the live interview that you guys see free. You can get access to the conversation, which a lot of times is so interesting because we talk about things other than video games that we want to know. You'll learn more about them by doing this.
Yeah, like, I mean, they could talk about maybe maybe a family member, or maybe they'll talk about something that happened funny to them earlier that day. We have that.
I think one of the best things when we were talking to Frank Grillo and he busts out and starts talking about his action figure out of the blue.
Yeah.
Like, look, here's me. It was sweet.
So
when you get up to like the $5 tier, you get access to that. We have an Overwatch voiceover project that we're doing. And then we have the $10 tier, which is limited. We already have, I think, two or three already taken. And that's where you pretty much are a co-producer of the show. You get to submit challenges. You get to submit stories, articles. Bocephus is like probably our number one right now.
Absolutely.
And he actually gets us interviews. And dude, if they're good, we're going to put them on, because at that point, our show kind of becomes your show. So check it out, patreon.com/gamefixshow, or go to gamefixshow.com. You'll get the information there. It's all appreciated.
It is. Yes. Well said. I couldn't have said it better myself. So, all right. Well, we got a lot on the show to get to, as we always do, I feel like. Well, there is some news about Splitgate that I found quite interesting, and I think we're definitely going to speak about this a little bit. Also, Skyrim.
Yeah, why not?
Looks like another port.
Why not?
Do we need one? Do we need another port? I don't know. Soldier Boy is back in the news. So,
Soldier Boy, tell him.
Yeah. Yo! You remember Soldier Boy, right? yeah. So we will get into all of that plus way more. Actually, there's actually a lot. On top of that, we have renamed our segment at the end of the show where we talk about the latest Marvel trailer from the TV show, which is right now, What If? And Verlaine, tell them the name of the new name of the segment.
It's the What If Fan Riff.
That's great. That's the better name.
It's better than the We Riff. Because, you know, you guys have a partner.
And it rhymes. So.
And it does. It feels better.
Kind of.
Just feels better.
It feels better. Yeah, it's the What If fan riff. You guys, we do it at the end of every show, at least as long as there's an episode that comes out prior to the show. But we'll do it at the end of the show. So if you haven't seen the episode, that's your chance to kind of maybe turn us off until you do, so we don't spoil anything, because we will spoil everything. Yeah. Well, at least just from that episode.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool. Well, let's, before we get into the news, we got to talk about what we've been playing, because that's what we do. And if you're in the chat room, tell us what you've been playing. Verlaine, why don't you start us off? What have you been playing this week?
Nothing new. I did the old Overwatch thing that I do, like, especially when I come home late at night and just have like no time to play. I'll just play like a round or two of Overwatch. Why not?
Sure.
I dabbled a little more into Curse of the Dead Gods. Again, that is a game, last week I started playing it. It's like a top-down roguelike game. It's like Dead Cells, but just like, you know, 3D graphics top-down. And I'm liking it. There's a lot of cool features about it. I'm still getting the hang of it.
I downloaded it, but I'm yet to play it.
It's way challenging because I was off-put by the fact that it's more like a room-by-room, like beat everybody in the room to progress to the next room. But it's starting to make a little more sense to me now being like that. It's super challenging. Like, it's super hard. Dead Cells, like, no matter what the difficulty, you can get into a rhythm where you're just beating the shit out of everybody, blocking everything, rolling. This game just seems to, like, they're mixing it up so much that it's just, it's very challenging. You should definitely play it.
Cool. Okay.
And then, Splitgate, obviously we play that all the time too. Yeah. And, it's still Splitgate.
It's still Splitgate.
You know what though? I'm getting the hang of the levels. I'm starting to recognize the levels now. So I'm starting to recognize what I do. My strategy is just, I'll find a very cool or high point and I'll put my purple. And then the rest of the match, as long as I'm alive, I'm using the orange as evading. So I'll kill people and then I'll end up at the top of the map, super high up where I could kind of like, the beginning of a battle royale where I could just pick my landing point and then I'll go there and same thing. Cause then all I have to worry about is the one portal too, instead of both.
Yeah.
Cause even if somebody follows me, they're going to end up way up in the air and they're not going to be able to really do anything.
No.
They can follow me again, I guess, but
yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool. Okay. All right. Right on. No, that's good. Obviously, yeah, me Splitgate as well, but I have played a new game this week. Well, kind of new. I've already played it on the Xbox, but I stopped playing it because my game was ruined because it doesn't work on the Xbox One. So on this past Tuesday, Best Buy was running a $10 sale, and I got Cyberpunk 2077 on PlayStation for $10, and it also came with the Steelbook for free.
Nice.
Do I really need that? I don't know, but I got it. It's fine. So
how's the game running?
What's that?
How's the game running?
It seems like it's running pretty well. The main thing that I notice is that there's like nobody on the road. Like there's a few people here and there, and there's a few cars here and there. But man, it is like if you lived in that city, you'd be like, it's like Cleveland.
See, that's kind of disappointing because part of the whole like cyberpunk like cityscape is that it's so many people.
Yeah.
Like the streets are supposed to be so busy, right? And like all this weird different kinds of
races. Kind of like the feel like of you've seen if you've never been or if you've seen like Tokyo, you know what I mean? Like there's just droves of people and just right.
Like shit always going on.
Sure.
Yeah, I can see how that would be very off-putting to get into this futuristic cyberpunk where you have to build up because there are so many people.
Yeah.
And now there are no people. Maybe they're all inside.
Maybe they are. I don't know. Well, actually, when you go into like clubs and stuff, there's people dancing. So I was like, okay, well, here's all the people. I don't know, man. Like I'm past the point where I left off on the Xbox. So, which it took me a few hours to get to that point again. But I'm at least past that point now, so I'm kind of, you know, moving on to bigger and better things. And, you know, so far it's good. The storyline is pretty solid. It's weird, you know, because not to give anything away, but of course we know that John Wick is in it. Well, Johnny Silverhand. And he's a pretty good character, although I don't know, man. I just have this strange feeling that the more I watch the cutscenes with him in it, is I don't think he acted it out very well.
Mm.
And I don't know what it is. I think I'm going to send you like a video so you can see what I'm talking about. But like it almost, I mean, don't get me wrong.
You just phoned it in.
Keanu Reeves is a great actor, right? Like almost everything he's in is like really good acting. But for some reason in this, it's just like almost like he half-assed it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It's fine. Whatever. It doesn't really, in the grand scheme of things, his acting doesn't really matter as far as the game goes. But it's there. He's kind of like it. He has the same feel as Joker in Arkham Knight.
Okay.
Where he's like in his mind and he just kind of right. shows up at different times and talks to him. So like that's the feeling that I'm getting as I'm playing it, which is still kind of cool because that's a good feeling. but yeah, the gunplay in it is, it's different. There's a different feel to it. I would really like you to try it, but I mean, I don't know how we're going to do that. But anyway, I would really like you to try it so you could see what I'm talking about, because I don't know. It's weird. It's like with another game, you'd get the kill so much faster than in this game. So like it takes more bullets to take down just a regular person.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, whatever, I guess that makes it a little more difficult. But so far, pretty good. Storyline is okay. I'll probably finish it. I don't know if I'm gonna like solve it right. or complete it rather, but I'll probably at least get through the storyline. That's what I want to do. So, but I got a few like tens of hours to go. So yeah, I think someone said 40 hours.
Jeez.
Something like that. Yeah. So we'll see. I could be wrong. Maybe I read something wrong.
Well, if everybody takes 100 years to die, then that's true.
That's fair. Yeah. So, but yeah, so far so good. And I'm going to keep playing it for sure. So, the other game I am playing is actually with Jack, and we've gotten pretty far and we're trying to get to the end of this game. We feel like it just keeps going on and on, but it's really cool. We're really enjoying it. The game's called It Takes Two. So it's another one of those two-player games made by the same company that did Escape. Where you're the two guys?
Oh yeah,
Leo and Vincent or something. You know, and they're escaping from
a way out.
Yeah, from the same creators of that. So like it has the same feel, but it's a little more silly than that. You know, that was like the first one was kind of like their serious take. This one is kind of like their comedy take. But it's really for fun. It's good. Like we're having a good time with it. So yeah. So if you ever play, it's called It Takes Two. Only one of you need to own it, so you can invite somebody online to play it with you. All they have to do is like download the demo or something like that. But it's cool. It's actually a lot of fun. I think it's just PlayStation 5 though.
No. I don't know.
Do you have it?
I think I might have done. It was a free game, right?
I was thinking. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I might have. I have a game that I downloaded that I haven't played yet.
All right.
Two of them. One's the garden, some garden game.
Oh, okay.
But whatever.
Gardens, yeah. You know, whatever. So, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, that's all I have. I'm not going to go any further than that. It's fun. You should at least check it out. If you like playing with, like, your boyfriend or girlfriend or something like that, you know, or just a friend, like couch play is good too.
Are you saying Jack is your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Nice.
I am.
Congratulations.
100%.
I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you. I have other boyfriends. No, just kidding. Another is Mike. He is our lead contributor on our website. He does a thing every week called the Retro Reboot. So every Tuesday around noon, he will put it out there. I get the opportunity to actually talk about what game he is going to be playing, or at least reviewing on the website. And this week, the game is Robotech Battlecry. He says for the GameCube, it's an aerial third-person dogfighter. That's a vague side story of the anime. I guess there's a Robotech Battlecry anime. I would imagine.
Whatever. I don't know. Yeah, there must be because he said there is.
Okay. He also said that Cam Clark, the voice of Leonardo, plays the main character, ace pilot Jack Archer, which is the reason why he bought it back in the day. Huh. So there you have it.
All right.
Yeah, but look for that. Like I said, around noon, 1 o'clock on gamefixshow.com. Please go check that out. Okay. All right. We got to get into a couple of things. I think the first thing that we really need to kind of just dive into is some kind of ridiculous news. I thought about kind of saving it, but I can't. I really can't. We got to talk about Soulja Boy here. Okay, and have you been keeping up on this? I have. I don't know.
Not keeping up on it. All I know is, well, what we've seen so far, like the story about the Atari stuff. So
yes, so Soulja Boy has said in his Instagram account, or maybe it's TikTok. Is it TikTok? Doesn't matter. Does it really matter? It doesn't.
No,
matter.
It doesn't.
It really doesn't. I'll play a little bit.
They signed me to a deal to Atari. Big shout out to Atari, the whole staff. I'm about to revamp the company. We're going to take Atari to the next level. Everybody go follow at Atari.
Uh-huh.
I am now the owner of Atari.
Yeah.
I own the video game company Atari.
Ha ha.
They was real proud of me and what I did with the Soulja Boy game console. You know what I'm saying? I blew Soulja Boy game.
Oh my God. So there you go. That's a fucking
we about to sell the company for like, was it 100? I think I'm going to get 140 million.
Whoa. What?
Oh, good business practice telling you fucking deals.
I'm
going to
get $140 million from Soulja Boy game. So Atari reached out and I just signed a deal with Atari. I signed two deals with Atari.
What?
I'm the owner.
And
the first rapper to own a video game company.
Okay.
But I thought he owned Soulja Boy Games.
Apparently it's a major video game company. I think you hit the nail on the head right there when you said, yeah, well, it's probably great business practice to talk about what the deals that you're making. Probably not the best. Although, is he really selling Soulja Boy Gaming for $140 million? Come on.
He was saying he made.
Oh, he's making that.
He made that. I want to research this.
Well, you don't have to because I did. So,
okay.
And it turns out that Atari has now spoke up and they are denying his ownership of Atari.
Yeah,
saying
of course.
That is not true. That is, I don't, what? What? I mean, okay. I don't know, man. I don't, what are we doing here? I signed a deal. And then he said, I signed two deals. Is it only one deal? Isn't it one deal?
So this is awful. Like, why is,
I don't know.
Why are people like, how can somebody like just do that? Like,
yeah.
Just come out and be like, I own this. Like,
is that,
did
like,
he think Atari wouldn't say he didn't?
Is that like slander or what is that? That's, I don't even know. False information.
It's only false if people start publishing it though.
Well, I mean, you know,
like,
he did,
My first thought was, hey, I got to research this. This doesn't sound right. But like, there are people out there that are like, hey, he said it, let's make it so. Because they're probably thinking the same thing. Like, who on earth with any kind of celebrity is going to just flat out lie? There isn't even a misunderstanding in this. It's a fucking lie.
Mm-hmm. Atari did tweet about it. And he says, we know that the CEO of Atari is a dream job, but that honor belongs to Wade Rosen, because that is who the CEO of Atari is.
Jesus. This is so weird.
Come on, man. Like, I was like, I have to talk about this right at the beginning because this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
I think this dude's just off his rocker. He's like a new age, what's his name? With the clock. Who had the dating show from... Oh my God, I can't believe I don't remember his name. He wears the big clock everywhere.
Oh, Flava Flav.
Flava Flav, yeah, dude. He's like the new Flava Flav.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
What? Ridiculous, dude. I don't know. I mean, honestly, like, even now, especially now, like, this guy has zero credit in the video game
world. Zero credibility. That's right.
At all,
sure.
Anything. Yeah. Like, why doesn't he just make new music?
Yeah.
Why is he trying to be...
It wasn't his only announcement, apparently, that day. Another announcement said that he signed Tom Hanks's son to some record deal because he's got some fire music coming.
I don't even believe that.
Chet Hanks. Is that true? Does he have a son named Chet?
And I hope his rapper name hopefully isn't Chet Hanks.
I don't know, unless it's like a country thing. Oh yeah, Chet Hanks. Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh wow.
Okay.
That's a yeah.
I don't know if that's actually true. If he signed.
If he has all this money, like why? I mean, like, look, Soulja Boy must have some sort of money. So why doesn't he really pursue something instead of faking it? Like, if you have money and credibility or celebrity at all, you could scam some people for money and then just really buy a company or really make a company.
Yeah.
Why lie about it? So weird. Stupid.
Yeah. Chet Hanks seems like a really good guy.
Chet Hanks. He just seems like he doesn't know anything.
I love this article.
Dealing with Soulja Boy.
The article that I just found is Chet Hanks is officially a rapper. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Officially, allegedly.
Allegedly. I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
I think Tom Chet. Hanks could probably do better with Chet Hanks's rap career than Soulja Boy could.
You were never like, there.
I learned it from watching you.
You know,
man.
That's what it is. You were never there for me. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. I'm done. I'm done with Soulja Boy. And you just mentioned him like pretty recently. I think we were talking about his console, right?
Yeah.
When we were talking about the new Steam.
Yeah.
The Steam Deck. Exactly. Yeah. So the okay. That's right. Oh, so stupid. Let's move on to something else that's stupid. Fortnite. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Fortnite.
So Fortnite apparently has a new mode. Okay. And it's called Imposters. And apparently it's a room full of people and there's one guy who is the imposter and then the other people have to figure out who the imposter is. That sounds like a game I've played before. Called Among Us.
It's not even new. Like since this fucking piece of shit game has come out and I'm not saying, I can't say it's a piece of shit game because I'm sure it's a good game.
Among Us is actually a pretty fun game. I will admit.
I'm talking Fortnite.
Fair enough.
But yeah, they're both good games, but since the beginning, Fortnite, they're shitty ass team of developers can't come up with an original fucking idea to save their life.
Yeah.
None of it. Even Battle Royale was a ripoff because they couldn't finish their other ripoff zombie tower defense game in time. So they made Battle Royale trying to steal the thunder from PUBG in day one,
right.
DayZ. So they did it and they succeeded because they were first. But then they start like stealing all these kinds of things from all these different games. And then the whole company stealing ideas. And now this, it's not a surprise that they would steal this idea.
Right. So I don't know what this means for them. It always feels like the big guy against the small guy, because obviously the small guy is Among Us. Right. And, you know, can they even go to court with them? Do they they don't, right? They don't have.
It's a genre. Like, no,
yeah.
No one could get them for stealing their.
Yeah, that's probably. Yeah, you're right.
Stealing
yeah,
image.
You're right.
Like, oh, this guy, your clothes, this obviously represents a character we own. And they're like, no, it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Oh, man.
So they can't, like, it's just, I mean, because look, Among Us, really, it's not a different idea. Assassin's Creed was somewhat doing it in a multiplayer where you're hiding and you have a target. So it's like, plus Among Us is such an old game and it really did just, it didn't have a lot of legs. It blew up and then just fizzled out.
Yeah, it really
you
did.
Know, it's not,
it
it's
did.
Not because it's,
I'll give you that.
The game type itself can't go that long because it's flawed at a certain point. If you have the wrong people playing, it's easy to fucking screw up a game. You know, a session of Among Us can be easily fucked by people that don't want to play the right way. You know, you go into a game of four people that were playing already and they just gang up on you for nothing and just boot green. Let's all just boot green every time to stay in my server, boot green. Whatever, it's an example. But yeah this
gotcha.
This is I can't believe that they would even do that. Like blatantly just do that. It's gotta also show maybe something's going on with them.
But you said you can't believe they just blatantly do that, but like you just said before, they blatantly did it with the Battle Royale.
Right. They
so
did,
why wouldn't they
but,
do it?
But like this is like blatant.
Yeah.
Like I mean everybody knows what they're doing because there is no other game that's exactly like
right.
Among Us.
Yeah, other than Among Us, yeah.
But the fact that they're like, they must be losing money or players where they have to actually insert different, it's not even a game mode. They put a different game into Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a fucking mode. Like a mode would be like the 50 versus 50 Battle Royale. or a battle royale with just building shit and you have pistols.
Right.
But like, this is a fucking new game. It has nothing to do with battle royale. No guns, no building, no jumping, no nothing. Every mechanic in this game type would be new. So they just ripped off a new game and put it in Fortnite instead of just making a new game, which also leads me to believe that Fortnite's fucking like, I don't know, man.
Make a new game. You know how much money that costs, Verlaine?
I mean, like, why wouldn't they? Have look, Fortnite's losing players.
Yeah.
Why not just make a new game? Like, I don't know, but it's epic. Dude, they destroyed Unreal Tournament. Their fucking coolest game ever.
Yeah.
So that they can fund Fortnite.
Yeah, well, it's made them a couple billion dollars, so.
I know. I
guess I
know,
could see why. But, like, you can't really hate at that point, but.
It's a smart move.
Yeah.
Business-wise, but I mean, shit. Sometimes you do have to have some sort of culture and, you know.
Yeah, something. Well, yeah. Yeah. We'll see how that goes in the end. I don't know. I can't wait to see if Among Us will do something about it. I don't know. Probably not. I think you're right. I don't think they are, but it could happen. You mentioned culture. As we know, lately we've been hearing a lot of bad things about the video game community, video game culture, right? Especially in working places with Activision Blizzard and all that. We're not going to talk about that this week. How about that? There isn't really nothing new. So yeah. But there is something else that kind of came out, and this kind of goes in the same direction as kind of a bad culture, a corrupt culture, if you will. Apparently, the game Outriders, okay, which is Square Enix, right? Yeah, Square Enix.
Yep, it's their other game.
Yeah. Apparently, I mean, they've had millions of players already play this game. You know, like, they bought it and played it and all that. But the devs still haven't been paid for it. I don't understand how that happens. Did they just get a lump sum? I thought it was just like a you know, as you were. I don't know. What do I?
That's an odd statement, because a dev, I mean, you're not, it's not, this isn't like a part-time gig.
No.
This is a AAA title for a huge company. Like, so this is your full-time job. There's no way they could have made this game not getting paid anything.
There's no way.
So I think that might be a mistitle. I don't know. Misinformation, because they can't have been not paid. They would be homeless. This game takes years to make. You can't go that long
without
money.
The developers, People Can Fly, that's the name of the developer. Apparently, it hasn't received any royalties from Square Enix.
So that's
what we're looking at.
Yeah. But like, now all the royalties from selling the games, they're not getting. So yeah. That makes sense. And I mean, like, I mean, that's a, I guess that's a problem that they have to address. So yeah, that's kind of unfortunate, I guess.
Yeah. Initially, it was planned, obviously, for February of 2021, but delayed until April 1st, which was funny. I would never release anything on April 1st.
Oh, wait, so the game came out on April?
Yeah, April Fool's Day.
Maybe there's something, like, maybe they just, like, I don't know. But
no,
they got their money.
They definitely should be getting royalties every month. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most
deals like that happen. Yeah.
But it is Square Enix. I'm sure they're not deliberately just fucking them over. Maybe they're about to purchase the company and don't want to do anything. I don't know.
It's just weird. It's just a weird feeling. It feels icky again. And I'm just like, you know, damn it. Come on.
Yeah.
Just be better. You know, that's really all I ask. Just be better. That's all.
You should never mess with people's money when you're a business.
Yeah.
Like, that's the last thing you do is like fuck with their money. Because then they stop making updates and they stop, you know, getting rid of the bugs and making DLC, because they're not going to get paid. So if you are a fan of Outriders, you should actually be worried about this.
Yep.
Because that company, if not owned by Square Enix, could easily just be like, then fucking no, we're not going to finish the game.
Yeah. Mm.
I did read that the Avengers now has more player base than Outriders. It grew back because of everything they've done.
Mm.
And as we've said, Outriders and Avengers are very similar game types.
I'm guessing, I'm guessing the reason why they haven't gotten royalties is because Square Enix hasn't broken even yet.
That could be true too.
Yeah,
there could be some,
I feel like
a clause, and they are not allowed to say that clause publicly. So all they can say is, we haven't got paid yet.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That's a good reason.
I'm just thinking, yeah.
Because, yeah, if they didn't, because there would be something like, until we make this much money, you're not going to make anything.
Right.
Because they are the ones in this deal that start with zero. The devs and shit, they're getting paid throughout the whole process, but Square Enix as a company, zero until that game's released. Yeah. So you're right. They might not have even made enough sales to compensate for the royalties.
You know what? You're probably right. Yeah, it's weird. It's just, I don't know. But like the way it sounds, obviously, it just sounds slimy. It just sounds like it's just another video game company that doesn't care about anyone. They just care about getting a product out and making money. You know what I mean? So it's just like, yeah, video and I get it. It's a business, but geez, you know.
I think video game companies are probably in the spotlight more than any other kind of company.
Especially now.
Goes on.
Yeah, especially
so why
now.
Would you fuck with, like, yeah, everything. Yeah. Like, you don't hear this shit about Johnson & Johnson, you know? Like,
which is good,
or like
because they deal with health conference.
Pictures, like, inside Paramount Pictures, all the fucking filmmakers are blah, blah, blah. Like, you hear they go on strike. That's it.
For sure.
You know, like, but you don't hear all this shit. And then, like, amongst all that, you're going to go ahead and still not pay them, or at least not give them a good explanation so they don't go to the news outlets and complain.
Right.
Whatever.
Good luck. Good luck to all those Outrider players. That's for sure. Good luck. There is a, okay. So the next thing I want to talk about is actually, an article that came out that I was interested. I read through it. And it turns out that WWE's relationship with 2K is, quote unquote, seriously strained. Okay. There was some major reasons behind the 2K22 delay. Apparently to put it in layman's terms, the higher ups have a different vision about what the game should look like, but the devs know that it's going to be a nightmare. Like, because of course that's what they do for a living, right? They make games, so they know if it's going to be a hard build or not. And they've been trying to prolong the release of this game. They want this game to be released this year in November, like close to Survivor Series when WWE does their Survivor Series thing. And at this point, they've been trying to move the game back ever since it was actually announced, because they just knew that date was probably not going to happen. So we're probably going to see a delay announcement at some point. And I don't know, man. It just seems like, I mean, well, you've played the last few WWE games.
Yeah.
There's a lot of problems.
I think what's happening is there's more wrestling fans in their corporate offices and there are video gamers. So the wrestling fans are probably like, it feels like they're trying to get too realistic, like UFC realistic,
yeah,
instead of making it like the arcadey wrestling that sold millions.
Mm-hmm.
And every year they draw, like every year, the new features are actually features that make it more technical. And that's kind of like, we don't need that shit. Dude, you can give us a fucking arcade fucking wrestling game where A is grab and B is just some random fucking throw after you grab them, and yeah, be good with it. So I don't know, man. And that's weird because like whatever their vision is, they're already making it.
Yeah.
So like it's.
Keep in mind the recent months, WWE has been scanning wrestlers, creating brand new characters and models and everything for the game. And a lot of those names that will be in the game have been recently also fired by the WWE.
That could be a problem too.
I mean, it's not, because they own the rights for the character. That's what WWE does. There's only a few characters out there that WWE does not own. And you know what I mean? Like, cause they made their own deals at one point, you know? So namely actually CM Punk just returned to AEW. So that's huge. That's ridiculous, right? Like that's actually probably a bigger story than this one. But, in the past, we've always enjoyed the WWE games. Absolutely. But lately it has not been great. So maybe I'm hoping this kind of shakes it up a bit, or maybe they just stop doing it altogether. AEW might just take over with that.
The wrestling game that I want to play takes less time to build than their game.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. Like, you give me, you can re-release fucking, what was it? The last Nintendo 64 wrestling. There's 2000, wrestling, WrestleMania 2000? Or was it WCW versus WWE? Oh, No Mercy. No Mercy was the last one.
Yeah.
Give me a remake of No Mercy exactly the way it plays, and that will be the best wrestling game on that console for that generation.
Yeah.
That's all you need. You don't need to get technical. Like, dude, the game is fucking amazing.
It's fun.
The create a character worked immediately. Create a belt. Like, everything fucking worked. You could even have people come in the middle of the match and interrupt.
Yeah, that
and
was
you could
always
set
fun.
Up tables and chairs anywhere you wanted, not selected places. You could run up to the Titantron. Like, it was, they had everything. You could beat anyone up. If Stephanie McMahon walks out with Kane and she keeps fucking with you, you could go and punch her in the face. Like, it's like they made that is real to me. Like, yeah. That is realism. Not like you can only place a table in a corner and you can only do this.
Well, WWE was actually the ones that made it popular that men and women wouldn't fight in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know, old school wrestlers, wrestling fans understand that actually is more common than you think, like in the indies and all, you know, in old school wrestling and that. So it's just like, I don't know, they've done some good things with the business, but they've also done some not so great things. You know, you want to like an equality thing, but you're still separate the two.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
You know.
I'm not saying they should wrestle. There shouldn't be a man versus woman wrestling, but like if the woman walks out with a man and the man is wrestling, the man could do something to her. It's cool.
Yeah.
Show the rock bottom, like do that to Stephanie McMahon through a table. Like people fucking love it.
Right.
He's not beating up on a woman. But either way, like, dude, like you could do so much stuff. You could steal, anyone could steal anyone's finisher. Remember that?
Yeah.
You could be any character and you could do your opponent's finisher whenever you wanted to.
Well, yeah.
When you could, like, it was just everything about those games were great. And you could put them on right now and they would still hold true. They would still be awesome. And you could still create any character you fucking wanted and it would work.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even care what they come out with. Like, judging by what's going on now, like a game that I would want to play, these problems wouldn't even be an issue. They wouldn't be an issue because you're just rebuilding last year's fucking build.
Right.
Now, shame on them if they're just being lazy and the guys are like, we want something built from the ground up. And then these guys are like, fooey. Like, then there's really? Whatever. But that's not what we've heard. So screw the game, dude. I don't even watch AEW and I want to play their game.
Yeah, you should. Because it's going to be good. At least I'm hoping, man. I'm hoping. They have so many good characters, so many good storylines. They have. Oh, my God. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe they'll be cussing in the game too.
That'd be asshole.
Yeah,
dude, that'd be awesome.
Well, not just that, like, you know, I mean, in AEW, they say shit. So, you know, I'd like to see it in the video game too. Let's go. Let's make it as real as we can. You know. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Time will tell with that. I'm waiting to hear of an official delay that I feel like that's coming sooner rather than later at this point. So, yeah, we'll see. We will see now. Okay. Splitgate, this game, Verlaine, you love this game.
Yeah.
Well, you enjoy it.
It's okay.
That's fair. Well, it's a beta still. It's been downloaded over 10 million times. Okay. And actually that was a few days ago. So I'm sure it might be even more than that. The Splitgate full release will be delayed indefinitely. Okay. Well, we already knew that, like, their servers were too small, right? Like, that was the one thing that they were trying to work on. I don't know, get a bigger server. I feel like that would...
Well, the problem's fixed. Like, even though we see that warning, it's a normal server now. We get in every fucking time we want.
Yeah.
We even leave the match and come back because something happens and we get in immediately.
Right.
So that is not an issue. But it is an issue.
Yes.
Because they keep saying that it's an issue and we see that it's not an issue. So what is the issue? Where is this fucking money going?
This
because
is,
it's not going into skins, guns, levels, or anything like that.
This is an official statement by the studio. They said that it cannot simply throw more servers server capacity at the game. Rather, its scalability issues require more complex fixes. The developer teases more news coming to Gamescom August 25th, though. So I guess we'll find out more then.
Let me get this straight. Yeah. Someone said to these, to this company, whoever, they're like, hey, man, what's up with your game? Well, you know, we got this funding, which they didn't never, they just don't even mention that. Remember, no. They got like fucking $10 million. So $10 million. We can't just blah, blah, blah with the blah, blah, blah. But that's kind of not true because every other game seems to do that. Buy a server. Fucking, I can buy a server on Battlefield. How hard is it? Like, I really can. They can do that. So yeah, blah, 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 blah. No answers. However, if you want answers, watch Gamescom. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
That's called a tease in the biz.
You want to know why our game is shitty right now? Well, stay tuned to Gamescom and you'll find out. I don't want to go there to find out why the game's broken.
If you hate our game now, wait till Gamescom.
That doesn't sound good. But I don't get it because like we get in the game. So you have $10 million. I guarantee you, you give me $1 million, I will find a fucking server that works immediately. I can probably find more than one server with $1 million.
They were planning on releasing this game fully, the, at least as they put it, the 1.0 version, at the end of August. So,
but what about the PC?
The next eight
That's
days.
Not, like, look, they don't need to get out of beta. Fortnite's still in beta.
Sure.
They may not be making money, but like, $10 million, dude, and we haven't seen anything different about the game since 2019.
Yeah.
So how about that? Like, I'm telling you, like, one of my biggest pet peeves about this game is just its fucking boring arsenal of things to do. It's just, after a while, it's just same two weapons, same four levels, same two game types.
Yeah.
And it's just, with that $10 million and 2 years under your fucking belt,
yeah, why, because that's right, because it was on Steam before.
Like, why is that? And what are you talking about? Like, scalability, matches and games consist of a set number of people, right? 12 people. Is 6-on-6?
I believe so.
Or 5-on-5, whatever it is.
Yeah.
What the fuck is there? You literally turn on a server and the fucking, you can fill it up with more people. Like, there's no scalability. We're not talking about like 64 versus 64.
Maybe they are.
That's a different game mode, and that, like, you don't say like, oh, we're gonna, like, you know, if they were to come out like, hey, it's bigger games, like, I don't want more people on the other team and on my team. I want more goddamn weapons, custom ability. Like, I don't even need skins or anything. I want more fucking weapons, dude. I've never even seen a goddamn pistol, and it's in the game.
Yeah,
like, you're telling me I have to pick up a pistol as a special weapon? That's stupid.
Yeah, like, why isn't that my sidearm immediately?
Why do I start out with a fucking, some games you start out with a DMR and a sniper rifle. Like,
yeah.
It's just, there's things, you know, like,
well, it's still in its beta
right,
phase.
And people say beta, but when the beta, to me, beta and this console, that would be if things aren't working right. If I'm clipping or if the guns aren't working or things aren't spawning, but you can't tell me the game itself, the game type, the way it plays is in beta because it's been 2 years. Like 2 years, I'm talking about fixed, like add to the game. I understand if there's problems logging in or my keyboard doesn't work, like, okay, it's a beta in that sense, but the game is what it is. Give us more, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you have 2 years. So even if in those 2 years now it's at perfection, now is time. Like, dude, we put money into games like Warzone, and I've put money into games like The Avengers because they give me stuff. You know, I want to support games that are giving me stuff back.
Oh, I downloaded Avengers.
So did I.
Nice.
I'm ready to go.
Ready.
So, I mean, look, Splitgate can be one of the best shooters we've ever known, but I think the people running the show have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
Because they have a game right now that has two games. It's not, so it's cool. It's an original mashing kind of. Not to say that no one's ever thought to have that as a feature, like portals with guns. But like, you're talking about two games that are blent into one. So like, just give us something more, man.
Yeah.
Like that's just showing like, if there's no originality, they can't go anywhere. Like, okay, we got these two games, put them together. Now what? I don't know. I don't know. I fucking have no fucking idea what the next step is, guys. We just $10 million. What's the next step?
$10 million, $10 million, $10 million.
Servers.
Get some more servers. Let's start there. That's a good place to start.
That's called mise en place, dude. I mean, when you're about to release the game to millions, have the fucking server or do a stress test like every other company does.
Yeah. Well, they did.
You figured the shit out.
They did, but they were way too late to do it.
Be like Grand Theft Auto, dude. They fucked up their launch, and you know what? They just pulled it offline and been like, all right, it's not available. They're not letting people keep going on and be like, oh, you know, just wait 2 days and you might get in.
Yeah.
They were just like, okay, we're going
to
fix it.
Remember it was that at one point? It was like, you have to wait 18 hours. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, oh my God. DC Online was like that when it came out. I'm like, I'm not playing this game because you would be put in a queue unless you paid the subscription. You were put in a queue and had to wait over an hour. Ugh. It was retarded.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Nobody likes waiting.
Unless you like Skyrim.
And you've been waiting.
Another port.
Can I wait? I want to spin this off.
How many Skyrim ports are there?
Every console has one.
Yeah.
But here's the real magazine title that should be, all right? Finally, Bethesda's first Microsoft exclusive. Because it is. This is exclusive to Microsoft. This is their first Bethesda exclusive. Why aren't they advertising it like that?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a great question.
It is. It's their first fucking exclusive, dude.
It's they're saying 9 different versions. I'm reading here. 9 different ported versions of Skyrim.
There are not. Yeah. There's Xbox 360, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Xbox One. Did the Wii have it?
I think they did. Did they?
PSVR has it.
Yeah.
That's 6.
PS4.
Technically, backwards compatibility could make the new ones have it too.
PC.
PC has it.
Switch.
There you go. The Switch has it?
Yeah, VR.
And that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
And now, next-gen Xbox. But I don't like how they're kind of, like, diluting the officiality of it with putting, like, fan-made mods and stuff. And they're making that, like, a feature. Like, includes, you know, all these fucking plethora of fan-made things.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess you could just solve that by letting us online to download them. I thought that's what they did.
That's usually how that works. Yeah. Yeah. But, well, you, it will be available, November 11th this year. So you can play it again.
Oh man. I would love for the 100th time. Know the sales of this one.
Oh my God. Right.
Dude. If I plead to everybody, just don't buy it.
Why?
Because if you buy it and you make it another bestseller, then we're gonna get Skyrim again and again and again.
Yep. Well, people want it. They wouldn't buy it if they didn't want it there, Verlaine.
Oh my God. Just leave it on a console. Leave it on one console. People will still play it.
Yeah. Not likely. Are you excited for a possible new Saints Row game coming out? Maybe a reveal this week, maybe?
Not at all.
No. Okay. Yeah. Me neither.
It got real goofy. It got a little too goofy.
I mean, this is all Gamescom. So we're going to see apparently on opening night, which is Wednesday. We're going to see if there's anything announced for, a new Saints Row game.
Well, they show the image that it says reboot on it, right? Is that from Saints Row?
Yeah. It says rebooting.
Rebooting. So like, that's almost like who, that's a stupid tease because that's exactly what they're probably doing then is rebooting.
Yeah.
They're just rebooting the series. So we're going to get Saints Row and it's going to be just another GTA knockoff, just different now.
Just Saints Row style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun for a little bit. You liked fucking Bat Out of Hell.
I did. That game's fun. It's like stupid, but it's fun.
Yeah. The game's cool because you're like superheroes.
Yeah. It's like.
That's what I like.
It has the same feel as, What's the game? Terry Crews is the voice of the third one.
Crackdown.
It has that feel to it.
Yeah.
Which is fun. It's actually, it's like crazy.
Yeah, this one's like, I do like how Saints Row is way more hand-to-hand combat oriented than GTA is. Cause it's weapon or Crackdown weapons versus, you know, you do more with your hands and.
Yeah.
But no,
mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, I'd say me too. But yeah, maybe someone out there is excited for it. Who knows? When was the last time you played a Super Mario 64?
Never. I've never. I didn't mean never. Well, it's been decades.
Okay, but you. So you have played.
Yeah.
Why did you just lie?
I don't know why I said never. I meant decades.
Never.
I've never played.
Next question. Well, it turns out you're actually able to play Nintendo 64 on your Xbox. It's true. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is you have to make sure that your Microsoft Edge browser is updated on your console. And you could play through the browser. So there you go. Interesting. Yeah.
But do you go to like a website or is it? Because like there were some emulators for a second. There was
I think it's an emulator.
There was a website that let you play ROMs on Xbox via the browser because it was a browser-based one, which was cool. It was a little difficult. Like it took a bit for me to get my ROMs into my Xbox to play them. But I did, and I was playing Nintendo games on my Xbox with the Xbox controller, so it was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But that lasted like a week because then they cracked down on it. Once Xbox gets wind of this, which they probably do, they're already trying to fix. They're already trying a fix for it, or Nintendo will go after the website that's allowed.
Well, that's true too.
Because it's a ROM
website. I hope it all happens.
All of it.
It all.
All at once.
Yeah. Yeah, this is... I don't know.
That's neat. I don't know why they don't like. Hopefully, Xbox will just stop doing it. Let them worry about it. Just hey, you know what? If people can do it on the fucking thing, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? Like,
they figured it out. You figure out a way to stop it because it's not our game. It's not our fucking website. It's just our browser.
Yeah.
Is Microsoft getting sued for all the emulation that goes on their computers on their operating system? I mean, that's fucking retarded.
I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
But Nintendo doesn't like it. Oh, well, whatever. I'm not playing it on my Xbox. I don't care to play it on my Xbox, to be honest. Yeah. Okay. Do you like Sims games?
The Sims?
Or like, you know, a simulator?
Usually they're not good for me.
They're not good. They're not good.
Not usually.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite simulator game?
I like Goat Simulator.
Oh, okay.
It's not a real simulator, but Goat Simulator is kind of cool.
That's fun. Yeah, that's fun. Well, this is not Goat Simulator. This is actually not even close to Goat Simulator. It actually has to do with being in the water, in the sea, if you will. It's called Fishing North Atlantic. Okay? I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that play this game. I say that facetiously. And apparently they just released a new DLC, too. Well, I mean, like, dude, this game just keeps getting bigger and bigger, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular, they're actually, this whole entire expansion is based on scallops. Yes. Hunting for them, farming for them, shucking them. And I would imagine even cooking them. Who knows? Although it's not a free DLC, it'll cost you $14 to shuck these scallops. Are you in? Who's in?
That's like hunting for snails.
Look at that escargot.
No challenge. The only thing that came to me while witnessing the existence of something like this,
yeah,
is that if these sim games want to succeed in just getting more than 20 people to fucking play them,
yeah,
they should maybe make some sort of way where they can, it'd be like a certificate of authenticity, like making it an official sim saying that, hey man, if you are good at this game and your score is this and blah, 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 technically you're validated to go and get a job scalloping or fishing or hunting because that's what they're making. Dude, the army was doing that a long time ago with one of their games. And it was a game that you were a medic and you had to help soldiers. And if you had a good enough score, it would say, hey man, you could qualify. They were using that as qualification for someone who would like want to be a medic in the army.
So if you wanted to be a scallop fisherman or
yes,
or something like that, fisher person, you would think just playing the game, then you can give your own boat charter and go
they,
do your
they
thing.
Would probably sell more of the game to more people that are interested in really taking the game seriously. And like, look, these games, they do make these games trying to make them as real as possible.
Sure. Well,
so
I mean,
like,
that's
the point.
You're
really doing is really what people would do. So why not try to tag that on somehow? Maybe someone form a company that can unite these things where like all these simulators, even something stupid, like, okay, no, I'm not going to say Surgeon Simulator. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
But like, I mean, dude, companies were tinkering with the idea of doing that with VR, like Blockbuster Video, say, we know it doesn't exist. But like you would put on the VR and they would treat you as a new employee and you would do the job in VR just like they want you to do it. And when you're done, you got the job. That's your training, you're validated.
You got the job.
Other than that, dude, fucking scallops. Like, who the fuck wants to like do that? I think more people would want to know.
Do you like scallops?
Cooking them simulation.
Sure, sure. Do you like scallops?
No.
Oh.
Not a fan of rubbery.
Oh my god! It's like it's probably my top like favorite, without a doubt. Yeah. Scallops are so good.
You should get this game.
I should.
You could get your own scallop.
Shucking, yeah.
Shuck you.
Shuck you.
Shuck away.
I don't know.
Shuck off.
Entire expansion about scallops. I don't know, man. I just feel like it's a bad move. But I guess I'm not the one that's cornering the market of fishing simulators, right? So
maybe it must be in demand, or
by high demand, we brought back scallops.
I want a game that lets you control a submarine that goes to the very bottom depths of the ocean.
Mm.
I bet that'd get boring as fuck.
Yeah, I was gonna. Cool, I was kind of thinking the same. I was like, I don't know about that. Yeah, like, oh, would you like to sleep for the next 3 hours while you plummet? Yes, 3 hours of sleeping. Yeah. Whatever, have fun, as they say, celebrate and rejoice. Celebrate.
You'll have a shell of a time.
You'll have a shell of a time. Yeah. All right. You have anything else you want to talk about as far as video games? I got some cool things and some TV and some movies and what if and whatever.
Yeah. So Aliens Fireteam Elite comes out this Tuesday, at midnight. Just so everybody knows.
Wait, what is that?
Aliens Fireteam Elite. It's the new Aliens game. That's kind of like Left 4 Dead. It's like 4-player co-op.
Is it going to be free?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not free, but you bet your bottom dollar I'll probably have it soon.
You bet your bottom dollar. Get it for the PlayStation.
No.
What? Did you just say no?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
Maybe I will. I don't know. You still share with me, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you share with me on Xbox.
I share on both.
So, I share with you.
Yeah, we share both.
Yeah, so we'll see.
All right. Well, that's cool, but in the same vein, I'm glad you brought that up. Hasbro has revealed a new Nerf gun, a Nerf Pulse Blaster, to celebrate the Alien's 35th anniversary, and it looks like the Pulse Blaster in Alien, but it shoots darts.
I don't know if there is a difference, but I think there is the Pulse Rifle, which is the one that has the number reading on the front, so when you're shooting it, it's in front of you and not on the side.
Yeah. This one's on the side.
This one, I'm saying right now, 90% of the people that buy this gun are going to repaint it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it's sweet. Like, the gun looks sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, the benefit of, like, guns and weapons in that universe is they're very just polygonal. Like, very just straight, kind of like,
Like 80s action movies.
Yeah, 1970s, 80s action props. So like they're not very detailed, which it makes it easy to fucking replicate. I was actually going to print one at some point.
Oh, cool.
Pulse rifle. Also the Starship Trooper rifle.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But this one looks really cool. I just don't like the colors.
Yeah.
Why they went with that, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's like yellow on one side, and then it's like white in the middle. I don't know. It's a black gun. Why? But I guess you can't make it look like the real deal,
but
right?
They know that adults are going to buy this gun
and repaint.
And they know, like, but then again, they did release all the Alien toys that are now. They're like, someone is trying to gear Aliens towards children.
Mm-hmm.
which is fucking weird.
Yeah.
Because all the kid has to do is watch a real alien movie, and then they're either going to get scared to death or they're going to love blood and guts. And
right, that's true. Probably scared to death. It's generally the latter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Staying with Alien, there's more Alien news. I like it. It's a lot of Alien news. Alien TV series. It will be grounded in the cinematic universe with Ridley Scott.
Nice.
Apparently Ridley Scott is going to be very involved in its production. What nice. Say you?
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's we need it. They got a little fucked up with the prequels. But they're still salvation. They're still salvaging it. I mean, and I think a show is going to be a great way to do that.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot, dude, there's a lot of questions that are just not answered about all three of those prequels, how they even lead, because they don't even lead to the regular ones the right way. But I mean, you're talking about a dude who loves fucking Alien. Like, I love the whole movie. Dude, if it's a sequel, that would be even great. If it's a sequel to...
Well, I'm guessing it'll be canon, right?
Yeah, so it would have to be... Because, look, one thing with the aliens, it's just like with Marvel and DC. Like, you don't have to stay within what we know in the movie. Like, while the movie's going on other planets, shit's happening. Like, this could be every episode is a different planet that was infested, leading up to a why was it happening.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's so many angles this could go. Hopefully they just kind of like, dude, this is a series where I wouldn't even mind if they erased the prequels from canon.
Yeah. Like
if they were good movies, they should have been standalone, and that's where they lost it. It got too standalone-ish, but then they wanted to bring them back to not standalone, and they got just screwed.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Having Ridley Scott is going to be like, I couldn't imagine it without him.
Yeah.
Unless they brought somebody.
It is not a Ripley story. Just so everyone is aware of that. So it's not going to be, you know, which is.
Dude, I wouldn't even care. Not. Like, I think I honestly could watch a new episode of a different alien infestation and love every episode, not even having the same characters.
That's interesting.
Knowing that everybody's going to die.
It's expensive.
But yeah, and it's we got to remember too, fucking Disney is in control of this shit right now.
Yeah.
So with Disney behind Aliens, I mean, look what Disney did with fucking Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, this is a win for us. And then the next step is Predators.
But you got to do this one first. Good. And it's got to be good, right? Like, you can't half-ass this. This has to be done right. So, yeah, we'll see. They're saying that as far as the production is set to begin spring of next year. So, but two scripts have been written, and they're going to... decide on each. So yeah, this is happening sooner than we all kind of think. Interesting. Good. Yeah, I think so too. Hey, did you hear about Soldier Boy? I'm just kidding. The next thing I wanted to talk about, because I really wanted to get your opinion on this. We didn't talk about it because, well, I think it was just released. Yeah, it was. The new trailer for Disney Plus's Star Wars Visions. And what this is a it's a anime. It's a Japanese anime spin, if you will, on Star Wars. Verlaine, are you in or are you out?
The first trailer had me out.
Yeah.
You know what? Me and James talked about the first trailer.
Okay.
And I'm out because of the fact that they just got too stupid with it. They got like I don't need to see fucking animals with lightsabers or cute.
Yeah, that
little,
was
like,
weird. I was wondering, cutie I was wondering
kids
about that.
And stuff like that. They're adding the cartoony, stupid Japan to it. Like, I don't want
anime.
I don't want the Saturday morning Dragon Ball Z kind of anime. Like, that style, like, I don't like it. Fuck it. Like, it's garbage. To me, it's garbage. Big eye, like, you don't need to make everything fucking cute. Like, it's garbage. However, this latest trailer showed the non-garbage shit, the stuff with the adults and the equally proportioned people fighting cool fucking things, different things happening with sabers and the Force. And that's kind of the stuff that I would like.
But
to
this
see.
Is Disney. Think about what they've done with Marvel. Then you just say,
I know.
Did you just say that?
I did. But this isn't Disney.
I know.
This isn't Disney making.
I couldn't
this
resist.
Is a bunch of this. Disney did What If.
Yeah,
I would say Disney would be it's consistent. This is just a bunch of different people. I don't know. I have to see the episodes, and this is going to be a series where it's going to be all over the place for me. One episode I'm going to love. One episode I'm going to think is fucking so garbage. And I'm going to take it very personally because Star Wars, like, I don't know. I take personally, and I get pissed when they just take this property that has the most potential of anything in the world to become the greatest thing. And all they do is shit on it left and right because they just let any fucking asshole do something with it. I'm a Star Wars fan and people on Facebook love me. Can I do something? Sure. Here you go. Fuck it up.
Yeah. Because that's probably what would happen anyway. But
it
yeah,
happens to everything.
I don't know.
Except
for John Favreau. You know me, when it comes to animated Star Wars, I'm generally out. And, you know, as much as I was like, maybe I'll give it a try, I don't know, man.
There's only like one or two things. I guarantee one or two episodes I'm going to like. Everything else is going to be garbage. Because it's not canon.
That was the other question. No, it's not.
These are not canon.
Gotcha.
Which they could be because they could be just different worlds. Dude, a galaxy far, far away, sure, a long time ago. Like, there's so much time between then and now that anything could be canon, really.
Sure.
But it's not canon. So that's another reason why, like, why should I watch it then? It's just someone just, hey, this would be neat if this happened. Well, just tell me. This would be cool if a rabbit had the Force. Oh, like, awesome. I can imagine that. You don't have to show me.
Yeah, well, they're going to show you. They're going to show you in a Japanese anime kind of way. With lots of giggles.
And
yeah,
teardrops on their eyes. And
a lot of that. So at least you got that going for you, right?
This is stupid. Because that is going to be our Star Wars taste. We're not getting a new Mandalorian. We're not getting a new Star Wars movie. We're getting this fucking garbage.
Yep.
They would never do that for us. No one would ever be like, here, guys, take Robotech and do something cool with all your American people.
Yeah.
Like, you'd get some fucking stupid shit, Japan, because it worked the same way.
It does.
You'd look at our stuff and be like, this is stupid.
Yeah. And we look at your stuff and say, this is stupid. Well, I can't say that. There's some stuff that, like,
just the Star Wars stuff you're going to do is going to be stupid.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it here first. There you go. Don't watch Star Wars Visions. You got to at least try it, right? You're at least going to watch one, right?
I'm going to watch all of them.
Okay. Oh, all right.
But I'm not going to like
it. I'm not going to like what... I'm going to watch them, but I'm not going to like it.
I'm not going to like it.
What if you like it, though?
I hope I fucking love it.
Okay, well, that's good.
Dude, a part of me thinks that this is also just a toy cash grab because they keep reissuing the same characters. They need new ones, and these are going to be, like, absolutely new characters.
Mike said Verlaine just angered thousands of Persona weebs.
That's cool, dude. Whatever.
Yeah, well... They'll just stop crying about it. That's what I look at it. Yeah. I don't know. Mike's not crying. I
don't
want to be.
Don't cry, clear. Mike.
No, he's not.
I love Japan. I want to go to Japan.
I do too, actually.
I just hate when Americans try to force it on.
They're forcing it?
They're forcing it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to force this next story on you. Before we talk about the what if fan riff. All right. There was an article that I came across, and apparently there was a rejected what if episode. So before we talk about the one that happened last Wednesday, we'll talk about, apparently there was this rejected episode, the Rocketeer joining Captain America. Now, okay, that's fine. Whatever. I'm not mad at that. But really what I want to ask you, Verlaine, is, what other crossover or what if story would you make?
Dude, there's tons of them, like tons of ideas that I would have.
Yeah.
The Rocketeer he's not a superhero. It's just a fucking jetpack.
Yeah.
He would die. So first there was a really cool comic series. Believe it or not, it's Batman and it's Batman versus Predator. And I would love to see a movie, Batman versus Predator.
That'd be crazy.
That would be awesome. It would definitely be dark, and it was cool. Aliens and Star Wars, I've mentioned to you before.
Yeah.
Those look, if you did that, that would be amazing. That would be one fuck of a war, only because lasers in Aliens haven't been done. And when you're shooting aliens with lasers, there's no threat of acid splatter.
Oh, yeah, because it cauterized.
So stormtroopers would have a really good chance. Yeah, it cauterized the wound immediately, so there wouldn't be splatter from aliens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So they could do more. It would be cool if an alien, you know, impregnated a Jedi. Because if that thing the alien Jedi, which would therefore every alien would become a Jedi because they work off a hive mind. So if one of them knows the Force, I would figure that it would kind of like, but it's those things. Plus the fact that Disney owns both of them now, they're both set in space. I don't know. I think that would be, do you have any, I have a couple more, but what?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You probably have a better feel on this than I do. Yeah, yeah.
How about DC versus the Infinity Gauntlet?
Just the gauntlet itself.
The gauntlet ends up in DC.
Yeah.
Someone gets it in DC. So then Justice League would have to do what the Avengers did. Maybe Darkseid has the gauntlet, but like how their heroes would react to something so cool like the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Instead of their fucking little cubes.
Yeah. It's not shaped like a cube. That's weird.
Yeah, and weird. A final one that I think would be great, and it's going back to Star Wars, but it would actually be the X-Men versus Sith. Mainly because of the telepathy and the Force colliding. There have been comic books of X-Men versus Star Trek, The Next Generation. They've actually had crossovers. And the regular generation, because Spock beat Wolverine, maybe?
Yeah, there was a crossover with Star Trek and X-Men. Yes, there was.
It was so weird, but like, I think that it would be clever. And we have finally broken the whole crossover between, you know, within a company.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, I think that that's the next step is property crossovers.
Yeah. At some point.
The DC Marvel thing would be great, but that's just too much of a story build. Yeah. Like a lot of these could be simple. Like you already know Star Wars and all, you know, like that would be a real, but if you wanted to do that, I think Rick and Morty would be the ones that would have to tie DC and Marvel.
Was there like a Joker and Mask, right? Wasn't there a Joker and Mask crossover?
I'm pretty sure there was. There was a Superman alien and he got impregnated, but the alien couldn't break out of him. But that one's not canon because the aliens actually also infect, you get infected, your organs get infected and they rot. So you can't pull the alien out. But there's some crazy shit. What, there's Archie and the Ninja Turtles?
You know,
Archie
I'd like to see RoboCop versus Terminator.
A movie of that would be fucking amazing.
Yep.
Everybody's wanted it since forever.
Yeah.
But you have the RoboCop issue with this fucking mouth.
Yeah, I know.
Exposed.
Yep.
That would be great, dude. I mean, it took 13 years to do Freddy versus Jason after Jason goes to hell. Or maybe it was a little bit before Jason Goes to Hell.
Was it versus Ash too? I think it was.
No.
I thought maybe there was. I don't know.
Oh yeah, Ash has been, dude. There's Marvel Zombies even with Ash in it. He tied. No, Fantastic Four was the Marvel Zombies shit, but dude. Rocketeer Captain America would not work. I can understand how it would be rejected. Like, what would it be? Like, what's the what if? What if Captain America met the Rocketeer? Hey, I'm Captain America. I'm the Rocketeer. Let me go.
Okay, all right. I got one for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Big Trouble in Little China, Kurt Russell.
Uh-huh.
And Escape from New York, Kurt Russell. Cross.
Snake.
Yeah. Come on. I'd play that video game, that's for sure.
It's just them two. Which world is it in? Big Trouble or... I don't know.
There was also an Archie and the Punisher. Are we?
Wow.
There was Archie versus Predator. That actually happened.
Yeah. Archie versus Predator did happen.
Stupid.
You remember the Batman Spawn? Like, so Batman and Spawn was interesting because you had two big cock dudes like, I want my guy to win. I want my guy to win. So they both just did the Tekken Street Fighter thing. And each made their version. Rawr. One where their character wins, one where the other guy.
Justice League.
Crossovers, man.
Justice League versus Power Rangers.
I mean, it would be okay, I guess. Rangers. Not really. I think the Justice League would probably win.
Hmm. Okay. I don't know. I think there's a lot of people out there that would disagree.
Power Rangers are going to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was the Batman and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles crossover, which is good. That was cool. Comic. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. It was cool because Shredder kicked the shit out of Batman.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm glad they didn't make him look like a P word.
Yeah, a P word. That's fair. Before we get into What If, I did wanted to mention that Anthony Mackie has closed the deal to play Captain America in Captain America 4. Right? Are we all very surprised? No. But, you know, I'm glad it's definitely happening. It's good. That's good. Because, like, if they would have just given up on it after this, it would have been like, okay, I'm done with the Marvel. Like, seriously, I think that's where I would be. So, they're smart. They know.
Oh, yeah. I never thought that they were going to give up on that.
No.
If anything, make just another series. But
sure, and that's fine.
I think this is good, and I'm calling it now. U.S. Agent is definitely going to be in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
I think that it's going to be Sam and U.S. Agent and not Bucky.
Interesting.
I think Sam and U.S. Agent are going to be the ones in this that are going to be doing shit. Which would be a great time to introduce the Punisher into the Marvel
universe. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because then it's like U.S. Agent versus the Punisher. But the Punisher's not a super soldier.
No.
But he is the Punisher.
But, you know, Punisher's comic book, he killed everybody in his own comic book. Everybody. So
if Rosenthal better be Punisher, too. That was the best one.
Yeah.
You saw the Daredevil with Punisher, right?
I only saw, like the first couple episodes.
Like, he was he got himself captured before he got himself captured, he fucking put a razor blade in his skin so that he could dig it out while he was tied to a chair and escape. It is fucking, dude.
That's crazy.
That is so brutal. It was so, he did the best. He was the best Punisher. Oh, shiz.
I don't know. There's a lot of good things happening on the horizon as far as the MCU. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's going on. All right.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Before we start, one more thing. Did you see the latest Eternals commercial trailer?
Oh, yeah. I did. We didn't talk about that.
That one sold me. The first ones, I was just like, I don't know. Like, this movie is stupid.
Yeah,
like,
I think a lot of the questions were like, you know, where have you been? Blah, 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 blah. You know, so.
You could ask that for every
hero. Yeah, but they explain it. They explain it in the movie.
That's the thing. Like, not only, though, do they explain it in the trailer this time, because they explained it last time, but they show that this movie is a direct sequel and a direct reaction to Endgame.
Mm.
Because when they did the snap, remember they said when they did the snap to bring everybody back, that's what caused the Eternals, whatever this movie is, that's what caused it.
Yeah.
Was all the energy of everybody appearing on Earth did something. And that is why I want to watch this movie, because it is a direct sequel now. And they actually showed the people using their powers and flying around and not just singing and dancing and whatever the fuck they were doing.
Hmm.
Dude flying around like Superman with the laser eyes and people using different powers. And then the big cosmic being who people thought was Galactus, which... So I'm good.
We should get some Galactus. I'm waiting for that.
Sony was supposed to use them and never did. I think they lost them in a deal. Whoever owned the rights had to put them in a movie quick, or they were going to lose the rights to them. And they never did.
And they never did. That's okay. Maybe a new deal could be struck. Soldier Boy made two deals.
You're right. He did. Maybe make this third deal. Like, Soldier he can Boy. Own Marvel.
Soldier Boy makes an announcement. I now own Marvel. I'm the owner of Marvel. Whatever. All right. Are you ready for the What If fan riff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you haven't seen the latest episode of What If, just fair warning, we're going to spoil it. So, okay. I gotta say, this episode was so much fun. There was so much going on in it. But it was also a little bittersweet, because of obviously it was the last voiced character from Chadwick Boseman, as T'Challa is Star-Lord, which is kind of a crazy thing to think about.
Yeah.
But I like it, and it kind of worked out. Like, everything about it was like, oh, okay. Like, At first I was like, I don't know about this, but then, dude,
I thought it was going to be stupid.
I thought so too, but then when they introduced Thanos, I was like, oh, he's a lackey. He's not even like but he still has the like aspirations of a Titan. You notice that?
Thanos was my favorite part of this because I was on the side that they were actually, and I'm so glad that they were doing this, was they were subtly trying to show that it was all based on how you look at it when it came to Thanos, because he is a good guy on this team and he still has this way to fix the world. And it makes sense because it's, you know, they're like, well, that's genocide. No, it's random. Well, that'll never work, you know. Blah,
no,
blah,
it's
blah.
Efficient.
Well, technically. So, yeah. So, and he was doing it as a normal person. Like, he was pitching the idea, and it, like, I'm on board with Thanos. Like, he wasn't a bad, like, what he was doing was legit. Like, that was going to, would save the universe, getting rid of half of it so that the resources.
Oh, I've from day one have said that Thanos did nothing wrong.
Yeah. We shouldn't have fucked with him. But anyways, that was
what he did wrong was Endgame. That's what he did wrong. He made it personal.
Yes.
That's what he did wrong. It personal. Other than that, I don't think he did anything else wrong.
Yeah, so, like, but I really appreciated that the most out of any of it.
Yeah.
The fact that he had to fight the Brotherhood of whatever those dudes were. Nebula was cool.
Yeah.
There was no Gamora.
No.
That was odd. Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck was a good piece.
The Collector as a villain was the fucking coolest thing they could have ever done.
I never expected anything like that.
Having an arsenal of other things he's collected was brilliant, dude. Putting on fucking death shit. Like, that was fucking, like, I would have loved to see more.
Like,
battle.
Of course, like, he would. Just, like, dude, if you were the
Spider-Man's thing.
If you were fucking, the Collector, you'd be wearing all the shit you collected, right?
Yeah, dude. Like, absolutely. Putting, like, fucking, dude, that'd be so great if he was just using all this stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love this episode.
Yeah, I thought it was so good. It was just very enjoyable. It really was. Now, keep in mind, a lot of the stars were actually the voices of this. Of course, you know, Chadwick Boseman as Star-Lord. Michael Rooker is Yondu. Chris Sullivan plays Taserface. Karen Gillan plays Nebula. Josh Brolin played Thanos. So, like, dude, it's all good. And Seth Green was Howard the Duck.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, like, the episode was fun. I like how Thanos is like lackeys, or like his followers are still followers of a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're still doing the bidding for the Collector in this case. So he was the bad guy. So I completely love this episode. I have to watch it again because I feel like I missed a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah.
But I mean, from everything from seeing T'Challa lifting the Power Stone from Morag, it was just different. It had a different feel to it. It was just good to see, you know, of course, you know, you don't travel alone. And then Yondu comes in and just kills everybody. I was thinking maybe Yondu should be like somebody else, though.
Like, he should be different?
Yeah.
Because he was pretty much the same. For no reason, Star-Lord still gets picked up by his dad, who was Kurt Russell, still voicing the character.
Yep.
So look, I mean, in cartoon terms, this was probably one of the most expensive to make.
I would imagine.
Just because of the voices. Uh-huh. I mean, granted, they were all like contracted in anyways, but.
Yeah, and not to mention the Collector was voiced by Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, which is weird because I was listening to his voice and he did not sound like him at all.
No.
Like, it sounded.
It was a different. Like, well, because it was a different Collector.
Yeah, it wasn't like an old kind of sketchy weirdo. But yeah, it was. I liked it. Best so far.
Although Drax was played by somebody else.
Yeah.
But yeah, we know they're having issues.
Oh yeah. And that was cool. Like, cause his family isn't killed by Thanos. So he was like asking about his family.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So his family would still be alive, but he's still like there like helping.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is weird. There's a lot of, but it was kind of weird. But no, man, I really enjoyed it. It was definitely a little twist that we didn't really expect. I didn't expect almost any of it. Although I did like, you mentioned Kurt Russell Ego showing up at the end, but Peter was actually, is working at Dairy Queen.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was working at the Dairy Queen that he brought his mother to. Remember they went into the back, in Guardians of the Galaxy? I think it was in the second one. Yeah, the second one it showed you that. Because they planted that, like, mushroom thing so it could take over planets. Oh, a little bit of an Ego problem. Well, his name is Ego. What else? Anything else you liked about the episode?
No, I just liked it all. Like, so far, it's the best one they've done so far. I liked it way better than Carter, and I liked Carter, but this one, like, was the biggest surprise to me, because I expected, dude, you tell me Black Panther as Star-Lord, I'm like, okay, well, that's human as a human, like,
yeah,
well, that's not that big a deal. That's like, you know, but they made it great, and the fact that his leather jacket had the things that still resembled, like, the white things on his suit. Like, his Peter Quill jacket still had Black Panther
right.
stuff on it.
That's cool. Also, you know, I did want to mention Korath the Pursuer, which is the character that kept meeting up with the original Guardians of the Galaxy Star-Lord, but he didn't know who he was. You know, he would be like, Star-Lord. He's like, Star-Lord? Like, that guy, right?
Oh, yeah. And then, when they met in the beginning.
Dude, they gave him more of a personality in, like, 30 seconds than he had the entire time that he's been in the MCU.
The
I know. But it was really funny because this time around, he has heard of Star-Lord.
Yeah.
Not only has he heard of him, but he's, like, a big celebrity.
Should I shoot you?
Yeah.
Should I use my gun?
Come on, come on.
You're not going to fucking... You know.
It was pretty funny. I was like, okay, I like that. That's fun. That was actually... that was fun. That was good. I'm glad that was kind of like what they went with. But yeah, like, dude, almost everybody was voiced by their actual actors. It's good. That's good, man. Like, they're smart. This really is, it just gives you another reason to watch it, just because you know that you're getting those voices. Yeah.
The voices being the same makes these canon, even though the stories aren't. Sweet.
Absolutely. All right, well, cool. I can't wait to the next one. I'm hearing the next one is zombies. That's what I'm hearing.
Then it's gonna be the best.
Yeah. Then it's gonna be the best. Yeah, we'll see.
They could do anything with zombies. Look, if you read the Marvel Zombies, the actual comic, I mean, the Fantastic Four, Reed Richards is the reason it starts, because he does interdimensional stuff. And then there's a part where Ash from the Evil Dead comes in because the Necronomicon ends up sending him to the zombie Marvel. So things can happen. We can see things that we haven't seen before. You know, we can see, like, Galactus, who is also a huge part of it, because the zombie superheroes at one point they're hungry and they've eaten everybody. So Galactus comes and they attack Galactus and they eat Galactus and they become cosmic and they start going around the universe. So that's another thing, but they've already shown Spidey as a zombie hunter, right?
Right.
Which is sweet.
Gonna be sweet. And I Captain America too, right? I think that's the other one they showed.
I didn't watch anything about that. I want to be 100% because
I
Marvel heard. Zombies like 100% spoiled. I mean, not spoiled.
Yeah, well, I got you. Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I have for this. Anything you want to add before we let the good people go?
No.
All right. Well, I just want to thank everyone for sticking around, watching the show, listening to the show. We really do appreciate each and every one of you. If you guys don't know, if you guys are watching the live show, we actually, you can go and find our podcast anywhere you would download a podcast. Just search Game Fix Show. Or just go to our website, gamefixshow.com, and you can just download it right there. Boom. Right there. Boom. Download. It's all yours. And then you can listen to it anytime your heart desires. And we appreciate all of that. So please, like I said, please check out our website, gamefixshow.com. We got articles always going up. Look for Mike's weekly retro reboot. As I said earlier, he will be reviewing Robotech Battlecry for the GameCube. So you'll have to find that. What's that all about on Tuesday? So I guess there's only one thing to say, and it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.